In many places where our readers and listeners live, the weather is getting hotter because of the changing seasons and weather-related events. This week on Everyday Grammar, we will discuss ways to talk about hot weather in English. One common way to talk about hot weather is with phrasal verbs. A phrasal verb is a group of words that acts as a verb and is made up of a verb and a preposition, an adverb or both. Let us begin with an American pop song from 1979. In the song Too Hot, the group Kool and the Gang sang about finding shelter in the shade. Note that the singer uses the expression run for before the words shelter and shade. The phrasal verb run for something means to work towards a goal. You may have heard of people who run for a public office. To run for shade is to move into an area where the direct light of the sun is blocked. Usually it is cooler in the shade. Another phrasal verb we use is heat up. Like other phrasal verbs with the preposition up, it means there is an increase in something. Here, the increase is in the temperature. For example,
the day started cool in the morning, but heated up in the afternoon.
Another way of speaking about hot weather involves collocations. A collocation is a particular combination of words that we hear at the same time. For example, one collocation is sweltering, with heat or summer.
The southern half of Japan gets sweltering summers. We go to the pool to escape the sweltering heat.
A third way is to describe the weather with words we use for cooking. We are making a metaphor when we compare the effects of heat on us to cooking methods. To sear meat, for example, is to heat the surface quickly. We might say,
he never turns on the air conditioner, even in the searing heat of summer.
To scorch is to slightly burn something, so it is not surprising that we hear this word used in the summer.
It's a scorcher. Let's go to the beach.
Usually we talk about roasting meat or cooking it with dry heat. In that case, roast is a transitive verb that needs an object. But when we use it to say how hot we feel, it is an intransitive verb that does not need an object. For example, you can simply say,
I'm roasting. Give me a cold drink.
The same is true of the verb boil. Usually we boil foods like eggs. But in hot weather, we might say,
I'm boiling. How about having ice cream?
One last hot weather expression. It's so hot that... A common statement with this is,
it's so hot that you can fry an egg on the sidewalk.
How do people talk about the heat where you live? Do you use phrasal verbs, collocations, or metaphors? How about intransitive verbs? Write to us at learningenglish@voanews.com and we will share your messages in another story. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Jill Robbins.